Hello, my name is Russell Moore, president of the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and this is More to the Point Audio. You know, today, as I'm recording this, the United States Supreme Court agreed to take a couple of cases related to the so-called HHS mandate, the Department of Health and Human Services mandate that businesses, regardless of their convictions and institutions, with a very narrow group of exceptions, must provide full range of contraceptive devices in their coverage, including abortion-causing contraceptive devices. And this case now is going to the Supreme Court. I think it's the most significant decision that we will be waiting for on religious liberty in years and years and years. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure what case other than Smith v. Oregon back in the 1990s would be as significant as this case will be for the future of the church and for the future of what it means to live out our lives as free citizens. One of the things that I think is problematic is that many people in American culture think of religious liberty being challenged only in terms of really shock and awe sorts of things. They think about it only in terms of government soldiers coming into churches and saying, you can't offer the Lord's Supper, or you can't circumcise babies in the synagogue, or those sorts of really heavy-handed things. But in American history, most of the time, religious liberty violations don't come in that way. They start in more in bureaucratic regulations rather than from the barrel of a gun. And this is important to us. I speak as a Baptist Christian, but I speak on behalf of all sorts of Christians out there who are listening to this. My Baptist forebears refused to be licensed by the state in order to preach. There's some people who said, who cares? Just pay the little bit of money and get your license and then go and preach whatever you want to. But those early Baptists understood that the state license was more than just a matter of paperwork and of filing something with the government. It was a question of a government that had overstepped its authority. The government now was setting itself up as a theological arbiter and as someone who had theological power and doxological power over the conscience. And that's why those early Baptists said, no. We need to understand that there is a given and a specific realm of authority for the civil state. And the Bible affirms that, Romans 13. And when Jesus says, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. But there are other things that do not belong to Caesar. When Jesus looks at that coin and says, whose image is on this? Caesar's image is on it, so give it to him. But Caesar's image isn't on human consciences. The image of God is there, and Caesar does not have the power to run over and to roll over those consciences. And that's why when we're talking about the United States Constitution, it's really important for Christians in this country to recognize that this is not just about the Constitution, although it is. The Constitution doesn't give us the right to religious liberty and freedom of conscience. The Constitution recognizes and guarantees those rights that our founders recognized were present and given to us by God. Now, that's why Thomas Jefferson uses the language of unalienable or inalienable rights. They can't be taken away from you because they weren't given to you. The state didn't give them to you, and so the state can't take them away. When the government comes in and says, we're going to cause you to violate your consciences on this very significant and important issue, because we don't think it's that significant or important, or it ought not to be to your conscience, the government is becoming more than just a government. The government is setting itself up with godlike powers that the government simply doesn't have. That's one of the reasons why this HHS mandate has catalyzed a coalition unlike any that I have seen in a lot of years, including perhaps more diverse than even the pro-life movement. Pro-life movement, we have people of all different sorts joining together. This HHS mandate includes people who don't even agree on the question of contraception, even some people who don't agree on the question of abortion, but who have recognized that a government powerful enough to overrun consciences on this issue is a government that is too big and a government that has taken on too much power. We need to prayerfully think through this situation as the Supreme Court looks at it, because when this contraceptive mandate imposes these heavy fines and legal penalties on organizations and businesses that say we don't want to violate our consciences in doing this, that's a callous disregard by the government for the freedom of Americans to exercise their religious convictions. And one of the problems is there is an attitude on the part of some in the government that, you know, as long as your worship practices aren't violated, then you have religious liberty. As though religious liberty is simply about what happens from when you walk through the door in your church or your synagogue in your mosque and then walk back out of it after the service is over. That's not what religious liberty is about. It's about the free exercise of religion, which means the ability to live out one's religiously formed consciences. That's really what this case is about. And so we need to be praying and really diligently praying over the next several months about whether or not the Supreme Court is going to recognize these blood-bought rights that we have for ourselves and for our posterity. Conscience is too important. And frankly, it's not just important for those of us who are Christians or for those who are religious people. This is a matter that is of importance even for those Americans who don't have any religious convictions or religious affiliations at all, because it's a question of whether or not the government is accountable to anything above itself. And a government that doesn't recognize the rights of conscience is an unaccountable government. Constitution guarantees something different than that. And more than that, God, nature's God, has embedded within every human heart the sort of freedom that doesn't recognize a government that can do that. So let's be praying, and let's be watching, and let's stand fast for religious liberty and freedom of conscience. This is Russell Moore, and this is More to the Point Radio.